once alive, making all these grand distant future plans. Now we've walked our path, watching all our prospects never come to pass. Oh, I've seen some better days, some better days, some better days. But I know we'll find our way, we'll find our way, we'll find our way. Into the west we run, into the west we run, into the west we run, till we outrun everyone. Into the west we run, into the west we run, till we outrun everyone. There's a new dawn on the rise, can we find the bravery to let it fill our eyes? Faces to the sun, the fear it makes me tremble, but we will not be undone. Oh, I've seen some better days, some better days, some better days. But I know
for your song Into the West?
That is about my wife and I. We decided 7 years ago now to leave Edmonton and move to Comox Valley. So essentially, I think we just needed such a change of pace in life and to just leave Edmonton behind. And this place was very healing for me, especially recovering from drugs and alcohol, because it just has that therapeutic, spiritual sort of vibe to it. It's the West Coast. It's what people fall in love with. So I feel like that song is an homage to how space and time can be incredibly healing. And when you're in that right place, it's amazing.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I would say writing and then recording second and then performing third. I have a you know, a pretty boisterous personality. But the stage took, let's just say the stage didn't come as naturally as the other pieces. But it's obviously the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. And I think given the venues that I was performing in earlier on, you know, when you're performing in a coffee shop or a pub, at first you almost feel like you're interrupting their conversation and their beer, right, by talking loudly into a microphone. So I would just do my best to play through the catalog and bother them as little as possible, just give them something, you know, pleasant to listen to. And then after a while, something just snapped inside of me that said, you're being brought in to provide entertainment, not just music. So then I started talking and the stage banter, and then a looseness kind of came over me after I abandoned that whole, I don't want to interrupt, that polite Canadian in me was just translating to the stage. So yeah, but now, yeah, I find performing fun. But yeah, writing is definitely my favorite thing to do.
Of all the shows you've played, is there one that stands out in your mind as a truly memorable one?
Probably the last show that I played before our third baby was born, just because I knew that was going to be the last show for a little bit, just given that newborns require quite a bit of attention. So it was definitely one of those shows where we left everything at the venue that we possibly could, and it was a really memorable show for people, and a lot of regular attendants came up to me afterwards and said, you know, I think that was probably the best I've ever seen you perform. So yeah. And then most recently I play this fundraiser for the Comox Valley Pregnancy Care Center every year. And I started out as the sort of opener artist. And this last year for my third year, I was the headlining artist at the fundraiser. So that's a memorable show because it was my first show that I ever played in the Comox Valley. And we're anticipating a move to the East soon. So I think that fundraiser was probably my last show in the Comox Valley. So yeah.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the next few months?
I have Poison Well releasing on February 22nd. And then April 2019, we decided to release another EP, and that one will be called West. It's sort of a play that we created all of the West EP songs here, and then the next EP will all be created from Ontario and Ohio.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of these new releases?
Yes, it's on aaronbthompson.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And I think I'm on SoundCloud, Apple Music. Yeah, you can pretty much go anywhere and find it.
I'd like to take us out with Pulse. What can you tell me about that one?
Thematically, that song is about all the people that loved me when I wasn't my best self, and sort of the transition to the other side. And, you know, despite the mistakes that I made, they still supported me and still helped me along. The studio cut of that song has my most, like, our third baby was born, and at the ultrasound, I took the heartbeat. And so underneath the production, you can hear this sort of swishing sound at particular spots on the track, and that's actually Emma's heartbeat. So that was a pretty special moment to be able to incorporate that. And the crazy part was that the BPM for the heartbeat was almost identical to the BPM we chose for the track. So it was almost one of those serendipitous moments where, you know, it was supposed to be. And I think for me, it was sort of, my family has been so critical, like having children has been so critical in my healing process, because I know that I have to be my best self for them. So it's a lot easier to stay on track when you have that mindset. And because it's the most streamed song that I had to date, we wanted to release the acoustic version. And so both are doing really well in terms of the reception that they're getting. Pulse Drive and the acoustic version of Pulse were all released on Alex Rainbird, his compilations. So he's been a tremendous help getting me out into the world at large as well. So yeah, there's been a little cluster of people around me that have helped make all this work. And I also work with a music consultant named Todd McCarty. So that collective has kind of really been a huge push for me in terms of helping me get my music to the masses without having to tour tirelessly and be away from family. So,
awesome. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me, and all the best.
Neon flash, the hype is real. So thick, we can feel it. With my hands in the flashing lights, who am I gonna be tonight? And darling, I'm coming home. And darling, it all.